Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control, and you can call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733, and with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Chris.
And Conan.
And I would love for the coronavirus to not be what's on people's minds, but it's on everyone's minds, unfortunately. Not so much on mine. Like, I have to deal with it at work.
Really?
Really?
I mean, all these conversations that have been going on, and you're saying it's not on your mind?
I don't see it.
When someone brings it up, I will gladly discuss it, but I will argue with you about anything.
But I work at, but right? I work at home, so I don't feel any of this until I start driving around. It's like, where is everybody? And then it's like, duh.
It will affect me tonight because I normally go to the bar on Tuesdays after Free Talk Live, and I can't do that tonight because all of the bars are closed.
We need to open a new bar in Keene.
I fully endorse this idea, yes.
And I have the perfect location.
Alcohol license? That was where they're going to get you right there.
Private club.
How does that work? So, I mean,
well,
so
he's not selling alcohol. We pay membership dues.
Right.
There we go.
We can drink there.
And that'll work? Do people do this?
I think so. I think this is something that we can do, actually.
I don't think it will work, no, but we can do it.
I don't know. Right. I think we can do it. I don't know if it would work, like, financially.
Are there enough of us? Do we actually want to hang out with each other after hours?
I don't know. I don't know, but, like, I mean,
are you kidding? We could deck it out with some gaming PCs?
Maybe, like, a once a week.
Like, back in the day?
Thing could
LAN parties?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's all sorts of things you could do.
That just brings back days of, lugging around big old monitors, you know, and
I think it's a great idea, although from a you know, sanity perspective, probably I'm going to step back and let somebody else take care of this one if they want to go that route.
I'm not going there.
Yeah.
Aria?
It's not a battle that I want to fight with the government.
Somebody.
Well, I don't think there would be a fight. I mean, maybe. I mean, there's
I mean, eventually you'd have to defend this legally, and this is not a hill I want to die on.
I
can go home and drink wine without worrying about the government.
I mean, a private club. Okay, so I'm thinking like Bitcoin Embassy kind of deal with alcohol or something, like once a week could work. And technically right now, I think it would still be legal as long as you don't have more than 10 people.
What were the 1920s clubs called where the flappers went?
What?
Someone in the chat room help me. There was a word for it. That's what
speakeasy.
Speakeasy.
Yeah.
That's what we can go with something like that.
And here's the other problem. I don't drink.
Except we can have electric, jazz going.
But I still think it would be a really cool idea for somebody to do. Just to kind of stick it to the
map. All right, we put the idea out there. Whoever's listening.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
This would have to happen in Keene. And, I mean, other than two or three other people, the people in this room are the only ones who would be willing to do this anyway.
We don't have enough people who drink in Keene. I'm going to give you that. So I guess it wouldn't really be.
We're in New Hampshire.
We have plenty of people who drink in Keene.
Well,
that's what we do here during the winter.
Let me back up a second. I meant amongst our own our little community here, not amongst
the general
community.
There's me, Conan, Bob.
We drink. Does Bob drink?
Bob drinks, yeah.
There you go. Except, yeah.
Three enough?
No. I mean, this is the point that I'm trying to make. Like, amongst us, there
I
are
think
some
Ian
people who drink,
drinks wine occasionally.
Johnson doesn't drink, and he won't come because he doesn't want to be around us when we're sick.
Regular bar goers, I don't know if there's that many of us.
I know plenty of people who would come but aren't libertarians.
Now, good point about
I could see being
so
possible.
I am not a bar frequenter. But I might come if it was a small gathering, you know, under a dozen people. That would make more sense to me. It's when you can't hear yourself think because the damn music's so loud, and they're charging you $5 for a drink that you can make for a dollar at the house.
Yep.
That's when it doesn't make sense, and everyone's ugly.
Yeah.
I mean, why would I want to go out to that?
You're going to the wrong bars. There are not very many ugly people at the bars I frequent. There are some.
Or I'm not drunk enough. Which ones? You going to this Thirsty Owl place?
Oh, dear God, no.
Okay, well, we need to talk about where...
Thirsty Owl is not where you go if you want to see hot people.
I've only been once, and I decided it wasn't for me.
Well, Thirsty Owl is a dive bar. If you want to see hot people, you need to go to either Cobblestone or Lab & Lager. Lab & Lager is my favorite. It's where I go.
I've been to Lab a couple of times. Yeah. I don't remember, but I went with a date, so I wasn't supposed to be looking around.
Right. Let's go to the phones. We've got Dave calling from Manchester. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. It's been a long time since I called in, but I've got some numbers for you.
Good.
You know, I've heard a lot of people talk about this in very general terms, but I got some numbers for you. You know, the problem with comparing the flu cases and mortality with the COVID is that they use assumed cases, assumed number of cases of flu, which is something like 36 million. And they compare that to only the known cases of COVID, which is very, very small. And it's scientifically, mathematically, that is a very bad methodology. So
sure.
I'd like to throw you some numbers.
Yeah, go for it.
These are as of this afternoon. The COVID-19 had a total confirmed number of cases of 44,183.
Worldwide?
Total confirmed 44,000.
Right, is that worldwide or the United States?
No, that's just the United States. These come from the CDC.
Understood.
And the total deaths, 544. Okay? That comes out to be, if you take the total deaths and divide by the total cases, you get a mortality rate of 1.23%.
Now, yes, let me stop, and I may be about to make the same point that you're trying to make. The people who die of the coronavirus are, for certain, being counted as statistics among people who had the coronavirus.
Correct.
The people with mild symptoms or who are asymptomatic, they're not being counted among those statistics.
That's correct.
So the actual number of coronavirus cases that have
should be a lot lower
in the United States is probably 300,000 or 400,000.
That's probably true. However, that's not quite the direction I was going to go.
Okay.
Because we do have numbers for the number of flu victims who have also been tested. That number is 231,654.
And this is this year, 3 months, or did this start in the fall?
These are the figures. These started back in the fall, I believe, from September, something or another.
So actually a couple of months more than the COVID numbers, months.
A little bit.
Yeah. But still, that is a lot more
than the
tested COVID cases.
There have also been a lot more deaths, 23,000 approximately. Now, that comes out to be, for the flu, 9.93% of those who we have gotten positive results for the flu, almost 10% of them have died.
Are you serious? Because that is not the number.
I know. That's because they've been comparing the assumed cases of the flu, 36 million, to the real cases, the known cases of COVID-19.
That is very interesting. Because what number are they touting, like 0.01 or something like that?
Yeah, something like that. I think it's up to 0.02 or 0.2.
Most people who develop flu-like symptoms in the winter aren't going to bother to get tested for the flu.
That is correct.
Right.
But I mean,
it's just kind of expected.
The cases that are confirmed, the ones that they have done a test for or have shown the symptoms, it's just ridiculous. The flu is like seven or eight times as deadly as COVID-19 is.
I don't know if I can agree with that. I would agree that the numbers. Thank you, Dave, so much for the call. I would agree that the numbers, as they're being reported, are unreliable and misleading.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I find it really hard to believe that the flu would have a higher mortality rate than COVID.
Well, according to in his statistics, according to those who are actually tested, everyone else, all the other numbers.
But we've only just started testing people for COVID, too, and people have only just started dying in the United States.
It's really hard to do any kind of comparison or figure out any of the numbers because we just don't, right? I mean, we are testing in some places, not excessively, but enough, and other places we're not testing enough, and then we're comparing data, and it's like we don't even know yeah, it's, I don't know.
It's frustrating.
We
it's all
data.
A bunch of giant question marks for sure.
Yeah.
There's no data to go on.
Nope.
855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. Or you can use the Discord call-in lines for clearer quality, which you can find at discord.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
I have two dogs, Sam and Bailey. Both are golden retrievers. Poor Sam, he was a mess. Always itching, his paws were soaking wet all day from just constant licking. He had bald spots on his back. I just don't like putting shots and steroids into your dog all the time.
DinoVite.com.
DinoVite is nutrition. Probably 2 weeks after he started DinoVite, I started seeing great improvements. And today, 99% of his issues are non-existent. It's amazing stuff. Since Bailey has been 12 weeks old, he's been a DinoVite dog, and he has zero issues today. He won't eat his food without DinoVite. When I get out the DinoVite, my dogs actually salivate, like I'm getting them a treat. They drool over it. DinoVite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my DinoVite from DinoVite.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Chris.
And Conan.
And have you heard of Intercoin? Well, Intercoin is working to make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. If you missed your opportunity to get in on Bitcoin from the start, then here's your chance to join what might be the next revolution in money. Check out Intercoin.org, and if you like what you see, pick up some of those coins for yourself. Intercoin enables fintech innovation on the local community level, leading to stronger communities, greater sustainability, less poverty, and more productivity. Check out Intercoin.org, and our listeners should know that Free Talk Live received $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens by Intercoin, Inc., but it's still a great project worth checking out. Find it at intercoininc.com. That's intercoin.org. Let's go to the phones. We've got Keenan calling from Kentucky. Keenan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, greetings, y'all. I'll have to admit I let this COVID-19 crap bother me a little bit worse than I should have last week. Because of it, I'd have to I stocked up and went on a canned food purchasing spree. I'm interested in how New Hampshire, how the Free State Project is dealing with it. Is there any civil disobedience going on up there? I know y'all been talking about this. Everyone's just compliant. Everyone's just rolling over. They're going, govern me, daddy. They're just taking it.
Well, as we talked about during the first segment of the show, Free Keene, the libertarians here in Keene, were in New Hampshire's largest newspaper today for refusing to comply with the order about restricting groups to less than 50 people or whatever.
There's going to be on April 1st, there's going to be a rally, I guess, or a protest in the State House, I believe it is, in Concord. And I can't remember what time it is, but the number has declined to 10 people now in New Hampshire is the new limit. And so
we'll have that much of the carpools headed there.
Definitely, yeah, we'll definitely be violating it because we figured we can get at least 51 people to come out previously. And now that the limit's only 10, it's going to be way over the limit.
And what date is that?
It's April 1st.
So next Wednesday.
Great day for a meeting in front of the State House.
It is, isn't it?
Like, I know y'all had some y'all had smoke-ins and y'all had some pretty awesome disobedience up there. And I've been a Free State Project signer, and I know there's been some falling outs and some other stuff up there. I've had my eye on coming up to Pork Fest and Fork Fest for a little bit, and I'm finally a silver amper for Free Talk Live. I need to get my butt up there and visit. Yeah,
for sure. It's an awesome place.
What's that?
It's an awesome place. I came up here to visit, and then the next year I moved here.
I mean, down here, I work with the LPKY District 3, the Libertarian Party of Kentucky. Right before this madness broke out, I was going to start up a local Pink Pistols chapter with the help of the District 3 Libertarian Party.
Pink Pistols, that's the LGBT gun rights group, right?
Yeah, I'm a gay guy, so I was going to try and do like my own little project for a little bit, but that just totally kind of got side railed.
Yeah, we got a couple of those groups here in New Hampshire, at least that I know of.
We also have a lot of LGBT people.
That's what I meant, pink gay gun groups.
Well, I didn't just mean gun groups. I just meant people in general.
Right.
Yeah, well,
I've never met so many bisexual people in my life.
I know. Well, there is, I believe, in Portsmouth. There is a group of guys, gay people anyway, that go out and shoot guns. It's pretty great.
Right. I just got me a rainbow Gadsden flag, and I'm kind of wondering if I should hang it from my balcony. I was wondering how long before I got some flack from the apartment complex. I was I really want to hang it from the balcony and see how long before I get anything about it. But
in Kentucky?
Yeah, I don't know about Kentucky.
You,
but
could do it. You could do it here.
I would not have done that in Mississippi, which is where I'm from.
But one of the things that I did mention that last week I was getting pretty anxious down here. We started getting letters real slowly here in Louisville. We're getting letters from our workplaces where we're getting permission to drive on the roads to get to work.
Wait, what?
This is
right.
In Kentucky?
So they're actually
in
like
Kentucky.
They've got checkpoints and stuff, and they're actually like checking.
Well, not quite. They're from our workplaces, so critical workplaces, so medical places, hospitals. I don't really want to blab where I work at, but I finally got one week after my boyfriend, a week and a half after my boyfriend, I finally got one. Saying, please allow our employee to get to work unimpeded, I guess, from a National Guard or a policeman or whatever. So I'm in my head, I'm just imagining papers, please.
Yep.
You know,
it could be
papers.
Coming.
You know, I'm just sitting here imagining, you know, camo on the streets going, papers, citizen. You
yeah,
know,
I got that.
How American, how...
I got that email from one of my employers that said, make sure you have your badge on you at all times just in case you get stopped, because we can't have you not coming into work because you've got your stupid badge. And it was more of them watching their butts and not them, you know, taking care of me.
So it's bizarre that we could even reach that point.
And worst of all, this is the worst thing. Are you ready for this?
Hit us.
My Shadowrun and my D&D groups don't want to get together.
How does that work? I thought I thought the online community were coming together during this crisis.
No, these are my in-person groups.
Oh, I thought you were playing.
Oh.
My Shadowrun and my D&D groups don't even want to get together. My nerds don't want to get together.
I'm with Kenan on this one. The whole online Dungeons & Dragons thing, it doesn't do it for me. I need to be at a table with people.
I heard Shadowrun, and I've only played the first person game.
So, I do want to say that we're not all, not everybody here is like, this is a hoax, just to be clear.
That's just me.
Yeah, there's a divide amongst libertarians in New Hampshire, and half of them are like, I don't want to say I don't think half of them are saying it's a hoax, but it's like they're definitely on the this is overblown side, and then the other half are saying this is not overblown enough. Just in that we're not getting the message out that the danger is substantial.
I think that there's definitely probably a bug going around. I'm old enough now. I wasn't old enough during 9/11 to where I could go, how is it different afterwards than before? I wasn't old enough then to go, how did society change afterwards?
Yep.
Can I hate to cut you off, but you're right. A lot of people 15 years from now, they won't know what it was like before the coronavirus. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block. And that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture. One that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is hoping the nation can reopen by Easter, although the president does say that could be done on a state-by-state basis.
Take a look at the Farm Belt. Take a look at the areas out west. Look at big sections of Texas. I was talking to the great governor of Texas. They've done a fantastic job out there, but they have very big sections of Texas where, you know, it's like numerous states, frankly. We can have large sections of, if we want to do it that way, we can have large sections of the country open. I think it's very important that we start moving on that and start thinking about it because our country wants to be open.
The president also pushing for the passage of a massive coronavirus stimulus package. That package looks to be around $2 trillion. The president praising both Democrats and Republicans for working together on this bill. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Chris.
And Conan.
And the next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divi says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. But there's no need to wait, as Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tier masternodes that allow anyone to earn by supporting the Divi network. When the new wallet launches, because of Divi's relationship with Western Union, Divi will be in more than 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DiviProject.org. That's DIVIProject.org. Now, we floated the idea earlier. Before we go to the phones, what is a speakeasy?
Basically, it's an underground club back during Prohibition.
Okay.
Where everyone...
So it's pretty much what we were describing.
Exactly.
Okay. I think there's a little bit more to it. I think it, speakeasy, at least it was at the time in which that was a common term.
Why did they call it that?
It's an illegal bar.
Because you need to keep it down.
A club.
Speakeasy.
Okay.
And don't talk about it. First rule of speakeasy is don't talk about speakeasy.
Yeah, there were all sorts...
Okay, so it's like Fight Club, but with drinking.
And dancing.
Yeah, there were all sorts of, like, trap doors and also just to get into these clubs. And, I mean, during the height of Prohibition, basically. And that's where it came from, I believe.
Okay. Okay, well, let's get to the phones. We've got Jay Noon calling about speakeasies and the coronavirus. Jay, welcome back to the show.
Hey. Yes, thank you. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah.
All right. So anyways, I'm in the middle of doing my chores and feeding my chickens right now. But so there's at least, I want to say there's a handful of speakeasies I'm aware of. Ones that are run by like certain ethnic groups. Like there's a French place that's a private club I know of. There's a I forget what these fellows are called, what their religion is from the Middle East. But and I've stopped in there, got coffee and stuff, and I've been plowing in the city. There's two I know of that they're still having market days. People are still gathering. I attended an event called Gun Church this Sunday, and I got some video. There's probably more than 50 people there, and we were
shooting, really,
wow.
And lots of them. Yep. And pretty much most of the people are kind of have the mindset that I have that, you know, this coronavirus scare is.
James, you're moving around too much.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'll stop that. I just messed with the feedback.
Yeah, throw those chickens away.
Yeah.
Those are bad chickens.
I might eat them. This coronavirus scare, is more of a distraction or a finger to point at, this imminent financial collapse. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Luke Radowski and Tim Pichette.
I am not.
Tim's definitely called in a Free Talk Live several times. I'm pretty sure I know Luke's been a guest at like Liberty Forum and.
This is We Are Change.
Well, yeah. So they started a second channel where Luke and Tim are doing it together. And Tim is he has an operation called the Liberty Advisor. He's actually a guy that I met. Actually, never met him in person. He's a friend of a friend, and we've been chatting for years about this kind of stuff. And Bitcoin and things like that. In fact, I might have been the guy who got him into cryptocurrency, but I'm not sure. But anyways, Change the News is their new YouTube channel. And those guys really get into it really, really well about Tim's a financial guy, so he's analyzing all the Fed bailouts, This is essentially 1929 all over again. Much, much worse on the financial side. One of the Federal Reserve board governors was saying, or board members, or I don't know the guy's position, that essentially the economy is like a crack addict and or a prostitute hooked on heroin, and now we're trying to maintain it on Ritalin, and it's not working, and now we've gone back to the heroin. And this was like, and I just butchered that quote, but if you guys go to Change News on YouTube, you can actually hear Tim talk about it. But this was like one of the major players in the Federal Reserve Bank 3 years ago was calling the economy essentially a crack whore that's strung out on, crack or heroin or something. Or a prostitute. I don't remember the exact language. But, and it makes sense.
I mean, it essentially is. I mean, it's cracked out on low interest and inflationary money.
Well, and it's now zero interest from what I understand. And they're injecting like $1 trillion a week was the last, like, I can't confirm that number, but the last, thing I heard on some of the stuff I listened to. And on Free Talk Live, I said, I'm going to repeat a quote that I've said several times on Free Talk Live back when I was living in Colorado and I would call in. It is the people listening to my voice will, in the United States, will experience what the people of Venezuela have experienced essentially in the past decade. Because with this massive printing of money, and they're going to come out with this digital currency, and you got to I pledge to the United States, allegiance to the United States to get this digital currency. And that's what Ernie Hancock was talking about actually this morning on his show.
Now you're talking about the digital currency that was worked into one of the stimulus packages, right?
Correct. And I guess the Federal Reserve or the Treasury hired the chief CEO of
Coinbase.
Yeah. No way.
Yep.
Well, all the more reason to burn Coinbase to the ground.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're all about playing ball with a parasite. And, one of the agorist things I really try to influence people to do is not play ball with a parasite. Not to, try not to do business with businesses that play ball with the parasite. Try to grocery store. Obviously, you don't need to be a nutbag about it, but there are services that you can, you know, essentially go get that are very, very aggressive.
That's a hard, James, that's a hard move. I consider myself an urban farmer. Okay. Jay, I'm sorry. I'm working all the time out in the yard, and a lot of people just aren't going to do it.
I'm not going to do it.
Chickens? I mean,
yeah.
Now I will say,
I might hire someone to.
Now I will say this, and it is very heartlifting. I ordered some broilers, and my truck was broken, so I couldn't go pick them up that day. I went the next day, and I think they ordered 200 plus broilers. Every single one of them were gone. And this was at Agway.
Yep.
The employers were still dazed. They said they had never seen anything like that.
What is a broiler?
It's a meat chicken. So I mean,
it's a meat chicken.
A meat chicken. They had two different varieties. They had a Cornish cross and a Red Ranger.
Is this making sense to you?
Not really.
Okay.
But I mean, that makes me feel good that people are actually, not everyone out there is an NPC, non-player character who can't think for themselves, and they're actually looking at the possibility that this might blow up, and they better start taking care of themselves now and not next year, because, you know, the government might not be available next year. It might be Mad Max coming down your road, and you're going to have to, you know. Hopefully you bought firearms last month. Oh, wait, you can still get rifles. You can still get rifles at Walmart now, but you ain't getting ammo.
There's some ammo at Walmart.
Yeah, 278.
I don't necessarily know it's a.
Jay, thank you so much for the call. Well,
just very little.
Yeah, BBs.
I carry a 38.
I'm
right?
Sure what it is, to be honest.
And I get a lot of mockery for that because it's such a small caliber. But if you shoot someone with the hollow 38. They're going down.
Last night, I watched
the
dude.
They're on meth or something, they're going down from one bullet. Whether it's a 22 rifle, a 20-gauge shotgun, or a 38.
I was watching a dude on YouTube last night, and he was testing out a cast iron skillet with a 22 handgun, and he was putting holes through it. He had to go up. He was high grain.
Yeah.
And it wasn't the cheap stuff, but he was putting holes through. Yes, a 22 will mess you up if you hit him right in the head.
Yeah.
You can take deer down with a 22.
Hmm. Yeah, so there's a lot of hate for the smaller caliber weapons, but I mean they will do the job, and that's the important thing. Do you want to go up against a house defending itself with an AR-15 with a 22? No. But how likely is that to actually happen?
Self-defense, or is it for attack?
Self-defense.
Exactly.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
Text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350-350. That's DO88 to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
When you have a pain in the neck,
ugh,
a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Chris.
And Conan.
And, of course, we've been talking about the corona-calypse. The corona-apocalypse.
The Kung Flu.
Yeah.
That, too.
And all of the economic devastation that's going to be brought about.
Probably more
of
that this evening than the actual the flu itself. We were just talking just now about what concerns me about this pandemic, and it is not the flu.
No, and it's the people.
It's the people. It's the
and
crazy
the
people. The crazy people who are out there hoarding toilet paper. Those people scare me.
I'm not scared of them. I'm scared of the government and what horrific situation is going to create.
The people who are out there hoarding toilet paper are the ones who depend on government to tell them what to do.
The government told them not to hoard toilet paper.
Were you afraid of Hitler or were you afraid of the Nazis?
I don't know.
And I'm like, I'm afraid of the people. I don't care about the government. I don't care about Trump. I care about the people who believe in Trump.
Are the people hoarding toilet paper listening to the government? Didn't the government say not to hoard toilet paper?
They have repeatedly.
That's probably what spurred it on. That was probably the camel that broke the straw's back.
So those are people who do whatever the government says not to do?
Because they're NPCs. That's all they know what to do.
I don't like referring to people as NPCs.
I am more and more convinced that's exactly what they are. I've dropped normies. I try not to use that one, but straight up non-player characters who aren't real, who just straight up, you know, vendors in my simulation, all they know how to do is sell me stuff. And fight and offer me experience points when I bump them over the head. That's what it's looking more and more like.
Stevie, okay.
This is crazy.
For context, during the break, we were talking about the worst case scenarios that we could envision. And it was Mad Max style. I mean, we're crazy, heavily armed libertarians.
This
right?
whole, by the way, this
we
whole
have been
state.
Waiting for this our entire lives.
Well, I don't know. I wouldn't say it would go that far.
Boy. I would say we've been preparing for this.
We know people who are really into it.
I think your description of libertarians is way in excess of reality. I think in terms of gun ownership, sure, it's higher. But, like, how many guns do the most of the people around us actually own? One, two, maybe a handful?
You mean people in our circle?
Yeah.
I'm going to say, on average, probably at least seven. But you can only hold one gun at a time.
I'm skeptical of those numbers.
More guns aren't going to help anyone.
Maybe some of the other cities. But I know that all of my neighbors are gun owners. So my concern is if they didn't stock up on enough beans.
Yeah, I don't know.
And they're talking about, I got guns to protect myself. What happens when they start getting hungry and they know that I got chickens?
I mean, are you picturing people running out with like two AR-15s in their arms? Why does the number of guns an individual own even matter?
Well, no, because you're talking about, you know, how prepared effectively are we for the end of the world? How crazy, you know, are we? And like this projection of everybody like this being this crazy gun owner with, you know, 50 guns in their, you know, backyard or whatever, you know, preparing.
I don't care if they have only one gun. They're going to have enough ammunition. See, because it's the stupid ones that are buying 50 guns. The rest of them are buying one gun and a ton of ammunition for it. Because you only need one.
And if it's on you, it can't be locked up in your safe. Yeah. And that's not going to help you when you're out and about and your gun is back at the house.
Which is a valid point. You might want one gun for home defense and one gun for...
I don't necessarily know that a handful of guns is going to be a terrible thing to have. There's different uses for different types of guns.
Here's my argument.
Yes, but what we're talking about here, let's not be coy, is defending our property against attackers. Every gun ever conceived
Hungry zombies.
Yeah.
Here's my concern, and it is not about how many bullets and how many 5 gallon buckets of beans that I have or how many chickens I have.
Come in 5 gallon buckets?
When you put them in 5 gallon buckets, that's where you put them.
You terrify me.
Okay,
Kevin.
Listen.
You keep your house on 52 and you have 5 gallon buckets full of beans.
You can only keep so much. The problem is that it's eventually going to run out.
Right.
You've got to be in a situation where you're growing more beans or you're figuring out where you can buy more beans.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, I know some preppers who have like seeds and they're freezer packed and the whole nine. But if you don't know how to garden, if you've never done it before, those seeds aren't going to help you. And you need to get new seeds. Mostly if it's peppers and tomatoes and stuff, you need brand new seeds every year because they don't last very long.
There are some crops that are pretty easy to grow. Like,
beans, for example, we were talking about beans. That's
potatoes,
an easy crop to grow.
I mean, you can't get rid of those things once you start growing them.
But Chris, you have to be doing it now. You can't be starting it in this July. When you're already hungry and you have to wait half a year before you can actually get into your crop.
Yeah. I think you're expecting a collapse to last a lot longer than it will. I mean, the only reason it would go on indefinitely is because of government. But in general, a market will develop.
I'm skeptical that the government will continue to
have relevance.
Hold us hostage indefinitely, effectively, or long enough for where the collapse is so terrible that, you know, it does more damage. Well, I mean, it's probably going to do more damage than the virus, maybe, but I don't know. Like, it just seems to be like the at some point, you know, people are just not going to either. The government is going to stop working and stop functioning, and then people are just going to do whatever they want. They're going to go back to work, or it's going to loosen up.
You're going to have a government that's going to fall apart, and you're going to have new governments that are going to spring up in its place.
Maybe.
Of hungry people.
Yeah.
Which is why you want the AR-15.
Well, if there's 100 people coming at me, all thinking that I'm this middleman who's been pressing them their whole lives, and I've got food, and they're like, hey, you can't have property. What's this about property? There is no such thing. We need you to give it up and work
That's
for us.
That's when you start quoting Stirner at them. And this is my property because I said so.
And then there's 100 of them, and there's only one of me, and I might have 100 bullets, which is good to have, because they might not want to deal with that. But if everyone else around me is folding and becoming established...
This goes back to not letting people know in the first place that you actually got food.
This was a bad conversation.
This is operational security fail. right here. now, I have to say, I haven't said
I actually
I
don't have any food whatsoever.
Right, which well, is, would, which is something I've been saying.
No, I'm
which
not
is something
joking.
I've been saying. I'm not a prepper.
That would require me to actually cook it, and right. I'm not going to do that.
Right.
If the restaurant's closed, I'm starving to death within a week.
I'm probably with everybody else who's starving, you know, if you give it enough time, because I don't have, like, you know, I don't have a farm, man.
And that's where I was going with that. I am not a prepper like I know some people are.
Yeah.
My whole thing is knowledge.
And this is the
my whole thing is being able to, right. to figure all this out, but you can't wait for it to happen to figure it out. I'm going to be digging a well this year. I can't dig my well 2 years from now when I need it.
I think libertarians overall are totally and utterly unprepared for the circumstances that we might be facing.
Absolutely. I think everybody is. I don't think they have a clue how grandma during the Depression used to live. They've got black and white pictures, and they've got memories of someone who died years ago, but they don't actually have any, they have no idea what they're going to be dealing with when it comes down the chute, which is coming. This is 80 years. 80-year cycle is up. 2020. We're going to get, just like Jay was talking about, this Depression is going to be a whole hell of a lot like the last Depression.
I think it's going to be significantly worse. Because the unemployment rate of the initial Great Depression was like 25%. We've already sent more than 25% of Americans home from work already.
I have a hard time seeing this lasting, though, because, I mean...
That's my issue. I don't think it's going to last.
I can't conceive that at some point you're going to have people who demand or refuse or ignore, you know, the orders to stay home. I mean, people are not going to starve themselves. If somebody's starving, they're going to ignore whatever the government tells them to do. You know, they're going to take that risk of death over starving.
To go break in someone's store.
Maybe, but...
Of course. The first thing to die when there is starvation is
the government's
morality.
Not going to be able to contain the unrest. They're going to have to give in or... You know, face irrelevancy. I mean,
but there will be no way for them to fix the mess that they've created.
You can't contain 320 million people.
Oh, you sure you can. You just have to kill most of them.
I mean, we don't have that many, you know, military. And then how many of them are going to cooperate? I don't know. I'm just not convinced.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't have. I'm not thinking it's going to be the old government's going to be pulling any of these strings. I think it's going to be the new governments that spring up in its place, and it's going to be made up of the two tribes that are in this country right now. Mm. And then you're going to have Poland. We're Poland, and you're going to have two tribes on either side of us, and they're both going to be wanting my chickens.
Are you referring to Democrats and Republicans?
Left and right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Left and right authoritarians.
855-450-3733. What do you think about the coming apocalypse? This is Free Talk Live.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and Fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music, then pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.